How are you?
Jenny, how you doing? First off, I'd like to say y'all ladies is doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
Down for Phil.
Appreciate it.
Now, let me tell you something. Elon is the one that injected himself into politics. He should have stuck with his cause and everything else, enjoy his money, but he put himself out there.
I don't disagree with that.
Backing people down, he did. When you're backing people down into a corner, they are going to fight back. It's just that simple. It's the things that he want to do, and the information that he's requiring is not even required for him to do the job that he want to do. There's no reason why he should be looking at your tax returns, your Social Security, your student loans, or anything else that you got going on privately in your life.
Is he doing that,
to do his job.
I mean, I'm not sure how much of that information he's really interested in. I think he's more looking for...
It doesn't matter if he's interested in it, if he's still looking at it. He's not supposed to be looking at it. This is your personal information. Why are you so comfortable? That's just like...
Because the people in those departments already had that. The people that worked there already had this access to my tax returns.
But are they looking at personal tax returns?
Because that was their job. That was their job.
Right.
But would you want me to have your tax return, your Social Security number, your birth date, your information?
I mean,
can I ask a question, though? I don't think USAID has my Social Security number or my tax return. So I hear you.
What about the other offices? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they have it at Social Security.
Who?
And everything else that he's
But he's not been to Social Security Administration.
Okay, but I think that my question for you is, do you mind somebody, I mean, is this something you're against because it's Elon Musk and he's close to Trump? Or, I mean, are you not for cutting waste and fraud?
That's the part that get me. You keep saying waste and fraud. Okay, even if they find $20 billion over there, we are still paying him $8 million a day. Make it make sense.
How are we paying him $8 million a day?
If you want to say, because from his contract, he's making $8 million a day.
Are you talking about SpaceX?
Government.
Talking about SpaceX?
I'm talking about Elon Musk.
Right, but
he's
you're saying space...
$8 million a day.
He's not making $8 million a day as far as paid for doing Doge.
He's making $8 million a day.
But doing what?
If you want to cut fraud and waste and everything else, why would you turn around and give trillionaires and billionaires $4.7 trillion of the taxpayers' money?
Hey,
and then take grandma's Social Security and health care. Make it make sense.
Nobody's security, Social Security or health care has been affected one iota. What I'm asking you is, what are you talking about?
That's
he's getting
yet.
Paid that. What do you mean he's getting paid that? For what?
I'm talking about he's getting paid between his contracts and what he's supposed to do for the United States government. He's making $8
He's not making money off Doge.
A day.
He's not making money off Doge.
He's saying off of SpaceX.
I mean, for God's sake, his company just went up and got our astronauts and brought them back. I mean, that's what they do.
And if he's making this money off the government, so nothing that he's doing is waste and fraud. He's not looking at his own companies. Nobody is watching his records, watching what he's doing. Nobody got their hand in his pocket. Meanwhile, he's backing all these people to the corner, and we're talking about Republicans, Democrats, people that voted for Trump.
Right.
And every time they come out and they try to speak, the only thing y'all say is that they're paid agitators or they Black Lives Matter. These are people that some of these people actually voted for him and didn't believe that they was going to do that.
Hey,
so
Kareem.
But y'all take everybody and group them together and think that these people are not supposed to fight back.
Hey, Kareem, can I?
You know who's fighting back, Kareem? You know who's really fighting back? Are all the Democrats angry that their slush fund called USAID is being taken away from them?
Give it a break, ma'am. This country is 250 years old. Under Trump, nobody says anything about the money he got from China and everything else.
He's a businessman.
Was in power the last time.
He actually has a product. But Joe Biden doesn't have a product, and he got paid. Trump actually has a product.
The only one robbing the country. Marjorie Taylor Greene got a couple of $1 million from the PPP loan program and didn't have to pay nothing back. Meanwhile, you get
nobody
people out
did
getting locked up because they got $20,000.
Most people did not have to pay it back.
And they getting locked up.
You know why? Because they faked it. They lied. People who lied about having employees. People who lied about. Some people just lied about having a business at all. I personally know of a couple of people that lied.
Of course, I know a lot of people took advantage of it, but it still doesn't negate the fact. You can't look at cutting Social Security and kids' school lunches and stuff like that and turn around and get billionaires $4.7
trillion. No one is cutting Social Security. I don't know what you're talking about. And who's cutting school lunches?
School lunches? What about health care for kids?
Can you provide an example of where that was actually cut?
Where are school lunches been cut?
Other than a headline, like where is a school that has had that happen?
It's all in his little plan.
But let's talk about actions. Not what
you're talking about. What's gonna happen? This is a fever dream, Kareem. Fever dream.
He don't have the people's best interest at heart.
How do you know this?
I don't understand why y'all don't see it. Y'all not billionaires. Y'all not millionaires. It's got to be affecting you also.
It hasn't. Not even a little bit.
It is affecting me. I work in an area that's being cut.
Yeah, I mean, she works with...
You're so invested in this man being right that you refuse to call him out when he's doing something wrong.
Not at all. I agreed with you in the fact that he did put himself in this position. He did put himself out there to be criticized because he started... You know, he didn't have to do this Doge thing. He wanted to help find it.
Yeah, he didn't. So why is he doing it?
But to help save the country.
But it's okay to save the country.
He don't give a damn about this country.
Of course he does.
He's not even from America.
It is okay that people speak back, though. It's okay that he's mad. Our whole issue is you can't be violent in speaking out. And that's the whole topic. You can't be violent and destroy someone's property.
Exactly. But it's human nature. You back people into a corner, and then y'all not explaining to them at all what's happening. It's just happening back to back to back to back like that. And nobody is explaining and saying, well, the reason why he's doing X is because of Z. Y'all not even explaining that. Y'all just saying, oh, I trust him more than I trust
him. I never said that. I don't trust anybody.
No, but you know what?
I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about the Republicans all together. And then you have the Republican senators and congressmen that's scared to stand up to him and say, no, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. Why are you doing that?
Nobody is afraid.
Because they're going to be primaried in the next election.
Kareem, this is what we voted
for.
No one's afraid.
The American people continue to get screwed. And I'm telling you, all the naysayers, all you guys are sitting around here, oh, let them do it. They're going to start coming at y'all next, man. Because what they're saying is that.
But Kareem, we got to cut it short, Kareem. We're low on time. I do appreciate you calling in, though. But
you know, Bill, listen.
No, we got to go. We're short on time. We got to go. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.